All right, so now let's get into a little sweet treats. We're going to do a taste test
of some healthy treats.
Yes, you want to call it treats? Healthy snacks?
Yeah, I would and say I'm healthy treats.
He's air using quotes. The air quotes. You guys can't see me doing air quotes. The bunnies. Yes, yeah, the air quotes for the word healthy. Because...
like Joey and Friends where he uses them in the wrong place.
Right. I don't know how healthy these treats actually are, but they have a lot of buzzwords on the labeling and all the packages, and you guys...
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a sweet episode for you today.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Foreshadowing. Before we get into the tasty treat we have for you guys today, we are going to remind you guys about the addictedtofitnesspodcast.com website.
Yes, we have a plethora of little goodies over there for you. So it includes some of our show notes, or all of our show notes, but then also it's a great place to find the products that we have tested, tried, and recommend via our affiliate links for both Amazon and Stick Mobility.
That's right. We're about to talk about Stick Mobility a little bit more.
Yes.
But so you guys, to support the podcast, make us keep, or help us, I should say, not make us, but help us keep giving you guys this weekly health and fitness content. Support those. Go ahead and click on those links and check out our affiliates. And when you do your Amazon shopping, bookmark our site and then go through our site. Click through on the little Amazon icon you guys will see on the sidebar, that we call it? Sidebar?
Yeah.
And that, guys, will help us support, keep this podcast coming to you week in and week out. All right, so we're going to jump on into the training recaps. I wanted to talk about a little something we did today. I showed you some stick mobilities. Once again, talking about stick mobility. Showed you some stick mobility movements. You have been asking me for a while. You wanted me to show you some stuff. Obviously, you having your yoga teacher background. And we know, since we interviewed one of the co-founders of Stick Mobility, that they developed the whole training modality from a stick yoga class.
Yeah.
We wanted to see what kind of maybe some of the stick mobility movements and how they translated to your yoga poses.
Yeah. I was really interested. I mean, yes, stick mobility did get its, I think, like, probably inspiration from stick yoga. And I can definitely attest, having seen some stick yoga classes, that the sticks that they use, they're like these, like, usually they're like wooden, at least the ones I've seen. They're like wooden, like big dowels, or like kind of like a broomstick, think like that way. But they are used as an extra prop in yoga. And if you've taken a yoga class and you've ever been intimidated by the props that are in yoga classes, the regular props that you see are blocks. Usually, like, two blocks is a regular are the amount that you would usually have at your station, at your mat. And then you will sometimes see a strap and also a bolster. Looks like a big pillow. And those are all kind of just frequently you find those in any yoga studio or, you know, private session. And sometimes they're intimidating for, like, new people, and sometimes it takes just a little bit of know-how to use the props. And my thought for stick mobility was, yes, stick yoga already exists, but stick mobility sticks, the actual sticks you use, are different. They have, like, a little bit more, they're a lot bendier. And bendier but strong. So they're meant to give a little bit. But they also have like these rubber ends that are a little bit wider, so you can actually use them as a solid base. Mm-hmm. And you can use them as leverage, which you can kind of use like a regular stick for leverage in yoga, but not to like push on or hang right. off of.
Yeah.
So you were really teaching. Yeah, you were really teaching me some of like the hanging postures, which, dear goodness, that was amazing.
Right.
And I think because yoga people are, you know, they're frequently throwing their bodies, like they're inverting and they're getting into poses that aren't the norm for how our bodies, you know, just walk around, because there's an understanding of the body's capabilities and you kind of build a trust with your body. So I feel like yogis and these sticks actually go perfect together, like the stick mobility sticks.
Right.
And I've not seen, just in this area, I'm sure, I'm positive that this exists out there, but in our area, I don't know any of the yoga studios or people that are teaching yoga with these stick mobility sticks. And I was curious, is this possibly a better prop, especially for people who are not advanced, but also including advanced students? And how could you use it in an actual yoga flow? So I know you incorporate yoga-like movements. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, there's a whole pigeon series of exercises stick moves, that yep. you do. And I know that that's part of what stick mobility is. But I really wanted to see how you could flow with it. And I was pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. Like, not only did I suspected it could be done, but it is amazing. And I think it is better than the blocks. I think maybe not better than a bolster, because a bolster serves a little bit of a different purpose. But in a lot of ways, it doesn't replace any of these props, but it could absolutely be used to get you in and out of certain poses that you may not have been able to access before. And if you can access advanced poses, this can help prep you. It can help get you deeper. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I felt fantastic after just the few exercises that we did. So I am super excited to continue working with the varying lengths, because there's 3 or 4 different lengths that you have.
I only have 2 different lengths, okay. But they go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, so I was using the 5 foot today.
You were.
So, and that was a really good size for me. I'm not super tall like you, but
right.
So yeah, that was, the whole experience was, it surpassed my expectations and my hopes. So
yeah, well,
that
good.
Was fantastic.
Yeah, I think I obviously, and I know Sean from Tampa Strength was talking about me being the Tampa Stick guy, and I would love that. And you being your yoga background, we could have a stick and a yoga maybe class.
Yeah.
We'd team up. But yeah, I think obviously you can see how the stick mobility guys, you know, adapted some movements and poses from yoga into their current training system. But there are plenty of flows with the stick yoga that already exist. I know I put one up on my page a couple months ago. That, you know, obviously it flows from it. It's not all traditional yoga poses, but there's definitely the flow opportunity from one pose to the next is there with the stick. So that's obviously, you're very capable of doing that. And it's just something that I think people need to work on more, is increasing their range of motion.
Yeah.
And I think the stick is a great way to do that. To push people, push, I guess, is the right word, literally, because you're using the stick as leverage to get your different joints into range of motions that they're not normally in.
Yeah.
And then also you can use the, as you said, the leverage of the stick, depending on your hand positioning, to create strength in those ranges of motion through isometrics.
Yeah.
So it's, I know it's hard to kind of I know you guys, obviously it's just audio podcast, but you guys check out the ET Tampa Instagram. I always post videos, tons of videos about me using the stick and You might see Shannon using the stick every once in a while too now that she's used to it. So I'm always putting videos up there. And first, I'm going to start building out. I know I keep saying each week, but I just got to load up the videos to YouTube. So there will be a stick library or a library of stick exercises online that you guys can start looking at once in. Then, of course, you guys click on our Stick Mobility affiliate link, buy your own sticks, and boom, you guys can start doing the exercises at home.
Yeah.
So that is something glad to show you today, finally, because we've been talking about that for a while. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we did today, or I think I did, but we both kind of, we played off to each other a little bit and kind of both kind of subscribed to the idea of taking a break from social media today. I know we're going to investigate it a little bit more because I think it's an important health topic to talk about, because I saw you post something on Twitter this week about how maybe Instagram stories are making us a little bit narcissistic and looking for self-validation or, you know.
We're looking for external validation. External validation. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was. I tweet all kinds of crap, but this was just, since I work in social media, if anybody doesn't know this, I work actually in, ironically, I work in an ad agency, so it's very far from what, like, one of my passions of wellness is, but my main job is at an ad agency, and I specifically work in social media heavily all day, and it takes a toll. Like, I've seen it take a toll. I've been involved in social media from like a PR and kind of business application since social media started, and that dates me for sure, but I can legitimately say that's 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing what it does to people or what it's done over time, I think everybody had insecurities, you know, everybody absolutely has insecurities, but social media has raised this constant mirror, and also it's made everybody like cameramen and women, and that means that we're always in front of either a lens or a mirror, because, you know, we're either taking selfies or people are taking pictures of us. And a lot of, like, the psychology behind how we know ourselves is based off of how others see us. So when you see beautiful pictures on social media, you think that's what their life is. And then you start identifying, okay, I'm posting beautiful pictures on social media, so everything in my life, you know, has to be that. And you get really stressed out, and you see other people doing the same thing, and you're like, I have to live up to their standards because they're living beautiful, amazing, incredible lives, and oh my gosh, FOMO.
Well, yeah, it's very common, I believe, to try to gauge your success on other people's success.
The keeping up with the Robinsons kind of thing.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Where, like,
Keeping up with the Robinsons.
Isn't it the Robinsons?
No, the Joneses is what I've heard.
Is it the Joneses? Well, whatever.
Kardashians is with it. No, oh just God, kidding. No. Joking.
But yeah, those people that have the perfect house, the perfect life, everything, and like everybody sees them in the neighborhood and wants to be like them.
Yes, and that's, I think that's something that's common a lot of people is kind of seeing other people and judging trying to judge your success based on their success, which I think is wrong, obviously, because you don't. Yeah, exactly. Comparing yourselves is tough. It can be, I think, detrimental to your progress also.
Yeah.
So I think that's a topic we're going to investigate a little bit more, kind of the mental, because we love talking about all aspects of fitness or all aspects of health, I should say.
Yeah.
And that's a big health, like a mental health, but also physical health, because it kind of, I mean.
The fitness world, though, I mean, I think everybody's seen those people on Instagram, those fitness people. I mean, it's super, super legit in yoga. That's fudged people's brains up right there.
Yeah.
The fitness exercises and like things that you see these people, they are not that fit every day. They are not doing those exercises. you know, probably in the most safe way.
Yeah.
And it's they're doing it for the camera.
Doing half it for the Instagram, time. For yeah. the gram or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting, like obviously that is an aspect, but then the actual health and I mean, it's becoming posture. It's affecting people's posture.
Text neck. Neck is an actual thing. There is a person, Laura Hyman, who I follow on Instagram, ironically.
Yeah.
And she is amazing. And her biggest, like, pet peeve has been text neck. Because yeah. now they're saying, like, kids and youth of today are going to grow up with that, like, hump on yeah. their neck. And their necks are going to be, like, permanently pushed forward, their heads, because of this.
Yep.
That's terrifying.
Neck cars. I'm just saying, people, neck cars. Ugh. All right. But what we did as a kind of maybe not a silent protest, but not. I deleted the social medias from my app for just today. Deleted the social media apps from my phone just for the day.
I thought you were deleting them for the weekend.
No, just for the day.
Oh.
24 hours. Oh. Yeah. So I have 24 hours. I've deleted the Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Those are pretty much my only social media apps. And I deleted them since I had work off today. I actually had a Saturday free, which is very rare. I deleted them and haven't been on social media for the basically 24 hours. Deleted them last night. But it's been great so far, and I'm going to comment on it once again when we probably next week's episode or a future episode talk about how it's been affecting the days. I think it's been a great experiment.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I haven't been doing it.
You even left. Well, you left your phone here.
I can't do it because right. of my job. No, I know. I'm 24/7. Right. So, I think it's fantastic, and I think when we were discussing it. I actually said, I've seen in my work a lot more like influencers and celebrities
mm-hmm.
doing this like no cell phone or a cell phone cleanse mm-hmm. or it's kind of becoming this new trend. And I think there's even like a book out about mm-hmm. how to like break up with your phone yeah. or something. I forgot my phone. I went to the movies today with my mom. And I forgot my phone. And I didn't actually realize it until we were in the movie theater. And because I was going to shut my phone off mm-hmm. or turn it off then, it wasn't as bad. It wasn't as bad as it probably would have been if I was A, by myself, or B, like, out doing things and not in a movie theater where... Right. My phone would have been on silent anyways. And because I am a very technology-centered person, I have a iPhone, I have a Apple Watch as well. And that battery ran out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no technology during this movie period. And it was not bad.
Yeah.
It was not bad. Knowing that I had access to one via my mom... And that you knew that she had a cell phone.
Yeah.
That made me feel better as a mom with a child, or especially with like an infant. That was the only thing I was nervous about, but I knew where she was and I knew she was safe with you.
Yeah.
Again, if she wasn't with one of us, I think I would have freaked out not having my phone.
Right. Yeah, but it wasn't because you wanted to look at Facebook or any other social media. It was just mainly you wanted to have access because
you didn't
know what Ella was doing, essentially.
Honestly, there are weekends where I don't look at social media. And
yeah, you want to look at it unless you
happily,
need to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a very, again, I sit in front of it all day long.
Right.
So.
Well, obviously, that's something we'll probably address in a future episode, too, when we talk about all those things.
Get somebody to talk about the psychology.
Yeah. I think that's definitely possible. We're lining up interviews one after another, so I'm sure we can find somebody to talk about psychology.
Anybody knows of somebody.
Social media addiction, I'm sure.
That can talk to social media addiction or the effects, because there's been a number of studies now on the effects of social media, not just social media usage, but I think, like, even just, like, habits. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that would be... let us know. Send them our way, because that would be really helpful for a future episode.
All right, so now let's get into a little sweet treats. We're going to do a taste test of some healthy treats.
Yes,
you want to call it treats? Healthy snacks?
Yeah, I would say healthy treats. He's
air
using
quotes.
The air quotes.
You guys can't see me doing air
the bunnies.
Quotes.
Bunnies.
Yes, yeah, air quotes for the word healthy. Because...
like Joey and Friends where he uses them in the wrong place.
Right. I don't know how healthy these treats actually are, but they have a lot of buzzwords on the labeling and all the packages, and you guys will see when you go to addictedtofitnesspodcast.com, you guys will see pictures of these snacks. So we got three different snacks. We'll start with the Muscle Brownie, which sounds a little weird, but...
I think I first saw these... I think they have a cookie.
Yes, the Complete Cookie. It's the same company. It's Lenny and Larry's. You guys will see them. They have cookies, big, which are also like protein cookies and things like that. So we got to look at these buzzwords on the front. It's fresh baked, 20% daily fiber. Daily fiber, less sugar. And then it has a little asterisk. It says 35% less sugar than a regular brownie. Oh, how about that? Zero sugar alcohols and 20 grams of protein per brownie. So we're looking at this brownie.
The brownie on the package, I'm not going to lie, it looks very enticing. It's like a nice, dense, moist chocolate brownie with, it looks like nuts in it. And then it's got like a caramel drizzle.
Yeah.
So that's the image they're selling you.
And you guys should hear me, obviously, was taking pictures of the,
the
little brownie.
The actual brownie is, I would say it's a little disappointing when you actually open it.
It's thin.
It's thin, and it's also, it looks more like a cookie. Like, it looks like a protein bar is what it looks like. It looks like a chocolate protein bar.
Yeah.
It's dense. You can hear that? That is the brownie.
It says a regular 40-gram brownie has 14 grams of sugar or more. Lenny's Larry's, the Muscle Brownie, has only 6 grams. So let's go nutritional facts. Like I said, 65 grams, 2.29 ounces, 250 calories, 10 grams of fat, 5 of that saturated, 3 monounsaturated, 25 grams of carbs, 5 grams of fiber, 9 grams of sugar. Wait a second. How does Lenny and Larry say the Muscle has only 6 grams? This is weird. Anyways.
We're already confused.
Yeah, 9 grams. They just said 9 grams of sugar, but up there it said 6. Anyways, 9 grams of sugar, 20 grams of protein. And it does have 12% daily amount of calcium, or RDA of calcium. You taste it yet?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is dense.
That's a protein bar.
It's not soft.
It's chewy. It's dry.
I was about to say, it is awfully dry.
Like, I have a little bit of water here, but I don't think it's going to be enough. The caramel drizzle, I can't even taste. It doesn't taste brownie. Like, it tastes like a chocolate protein bar.
Well, I'm happy. I don't know if happy is the right word, but... I thought it'd be like just sugary sweet, but it's not that sugary sweet. Let's read some ingredients here. Protein blend, mostly whey protein, peanut butter chips, vegetable glycerin.
Where are those?
Soy protein isolate, margarine. That's
margarine.
A surprise. Margarine in there.
Does that still exist?
Yeah, apparently. Soluble corn fiber, peanut butter, water, cocoa, sugar, salt, baking soda, vanilla, almonds, peanuts, corn syrup, solids, wheat flour, and wheat starch.
Oh, I guess a caramel thing is actually peanut butter. I guess I can taste a little bit of peanut butter.
It tastes like some nuts, and there's definitely nuts in the brownie.
They're like nut specks. Oh, I dropped a nut speck.
Jasmine, nut speck.
She just looked up.
We're both trying to chew right now.
Sorry.
It is super dry. I mean,
It tastes like a protein bar.
Well, normally a rule of thumb that I go by is if it tastes good, it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how healthy this is, but it doesn't really taste that good. So
it's not great. Like, it's definitely like I had some higher hopes when I saw this package.
I've had their cookies.
I'm curious what the cookies taste like.
Probably a little dry too, but
yeah. It says fresh baked on it, and I don't even understand how this is baked. Mm. Like, this does not, in my mind, now granted, I have very high standards for what brownies should be.
Yeah.
I get very offended when people try to sell me a brownie that's not a brownie.
So I guess on the healthy scale, I'd probably put it decently high, even though I'm not a huge fan that has margarine in it.
I mean, it's not the worst protein bar ever. It's not super high in sugar. It's got okay ingredients.
Yeah, it says one serving. I just don't get this. Is
the label is a little confusing and somewhat misleading, but I guess if you're looking for a protein bar,
yeah,
and you're not expecting it to taste like a brownie, you're good with the just chocolate protein bar. If that was sold to me as a chocolate protein bar, I think I'd be satisfied.
Yeah, or maybe if you're looking for a treat that's a little bit in the, I guess, kind of more focused on, especially if you're looking at macros, this would probably be it'd be an option. I mean, we wouldn't go with it, but
let's just say this is not what I would classify as a treat.
Right.
Like, this is not a goodie. Mm-hmm. This ain't my goodies.
Mm-mm. Okay, I'll leave that there. Anyways, let's go to number two.
Healthy, all right.
Quote, unquote, healthy snack.
You want to do these?
Yes.
Really good.
These are, what is it? How do you pronounce that?
Biena or Bina?
Bina.
Bina? B-I-E-N-A is the name. Bina. And they are Thin Mints chickpea snacks. Mm-hmm. And they have the little Girl Scouts insignia, little logo on there. And the Thin Mints are registered. And they've got a picture of the little Thin Mint cookies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are actually made with the permission of the Girl Scouts' iconic Thin Mint cookies.
So, if you saw the front of this bag,
oh my gosh.
Obviously, it's not only it's essentially chickpeas, dry roasted chickpeas covered in Thin Mint like chocolate covering. But then there is also a bunch of buzzwords on the bottom that Shannon is going to read.
Have you seen that video on social media that's like, it's literally a package and the guy starts reading all the labels and it like goes up the side and then around the back?
No.
That's what this reminds me of. It's got fair trade ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free. I don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
U with a circle around it and then D. What does that mean? Yeah. I have no idea. And then on the back, they said, we combine Bina's good-for-you chickpea snacks with the timeless taste of Thin Mints cookies. And I will say that the calories, the nutrition label of these is good. Like, it's impressive. There's 3 servings per container. It's about, like, 35 of these little chickpeas per serving. It's 130 calories. That's not bad. 6 grams of fat, 2.5 from saturated fat. Mm-hmm. It's 100 milligrams of sodium. Not too bad. Total carbs, 18 grams. There's 4 grams of fiber in here. Total sugars, 5 grams. And then there's 4 grams of protein. So, I mean, as far as a treat goes, that sounds pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And look at the ingredients.
Right. I mean, it's like 3 or 4 ingredients. Chickpeas, fair trade, certified dark chocolate, sunflower oil, sea salt, sugar, natural peppermint flavor.
So, I mean, that all sounds delightful.
Yeah, pretty basic and very, you know, just a handful of ingredients. So that's what we usually look for when we're looking for like snacks is some whole foods. And I found out that the U with a circle around it is signifies kosher.
Oh, so they're also kosher.
It's a kosher product.
All right.
All right, so let's trace these. So what did you say they look like? And I'm sorry, Bina,
looking at these. They look like little, like, gerbil turds.
Yeah, they look like rabbit turds. Sorry, Bina, but they do. Just like they're dry roasted chickpeas and then they're covered in chocolate.
They're covered in chocolate, but it's not like a smooth chocolate. It's like a lumpy chocolate. Ooh, I hear crunchy.
They are crunchy, like I said, though.
Oh.
Minty.
It kind of tastes some sort of what I imagined gerbil turds, that maybe a gerbil that ate some peppermint. I don't think I like them.
I'm not a big fan of it right now.
What springs to mind? These do not taste like Thin Mints at all. Like, Thin Mints are iconic. They're freaking delicious. They're like the perfect combination of chocolate cookie, chocolate.
It's way too much mint. This is too mint.
Well, and it's not even.
It's covered in a bean, but. Or it's covering a bean. Because I like dry roasted chickpeas, especially like savory flavors.
I like savory ones for sure. Yeah. I don't know. I can't taste the chocolate as much.
It's dark chocolate too, so it's not going to be terribly sweet.
So I think it's the ratios that are off. That's kind of what I'm feeling here. Like, there's not enough chocolate. Nick's making some really
terrible aftertaste. I don't like the mints to begin with. I don't like mint and chocolate. I just don't like it.
I love it.
And so this is terrible for me.
It tastes the peppermint doesn't taste like a great peppermint, and it tastes almost like a peppermint like oil or something. It's not a pleasant. It's like a cleaning product peppermint.
It is definitely not pleasant.
And then the chickpea. Yeah, the chickpea maybe adds a pleasant crunch, but. Oh, God, yeah.
All right, we need a palate cleanser. Luckily, we have a third one that I gotta imagine is gonna be very pleasant.
I can't imagine this is gonna be bad.
Yeah, and obviously, this is a big, I'm really emphasizing the air quotes on healthy
this
snack.
This is not healthy.
Because this isn't healthy. But this might be healthier than the one that it's similar to.
This is cleaner. How about we say that? Maybe. I bet it's cleaner.
Yes. Better ingredients for sure. More quality ingredients, I'll say. This is called from Little Secrets Peanut Butter Dark Chocolate. I'm going to try to say that one time. Little Secrets Dark Chocolate Pieces with Peanut Butter inside. So these are essentially, for anybody that needs something to compare this to, it's like a peanut butter M&M.
Which are the best.
Yes. So obviously, these aren't healthy. They just have more quality ingredients. And the ingredients they have are no artificial colors or flavors, colors from natural sources, and fair trade ingredients.
I like that there's only, it looked from the package, it's red and yellow as the colors.
So, and also, I love some of the obviously the, I guess, copy on the back of this.
Yeah.
It says, colors from natural sources. No artificial flavor, no corn syrup, no diggity, no doubt. I like that.
So. I like people that have fun.
Mm-hmm. Ingredients, dark chocolate. There's so many parentheses. I'm trying to get around where the parentheses stop. Peanut flavored coating. What? Sugar, palm kernel oil, peanut butter, less than 1% of tapioca syrup, coloring from vegetable juice, turmeric, and some word, olorosin, salt, gum, arsan, carnauba wax, and soy lectin.
Wax, yum.
Total fat, 11 probably grams. This shiny. Is 24 pieces, which is 3.5 servings per container. 11 grams of fat, 26 grams of carbohydrates, which is 23 grams of sugar, and 2 grams of protein.
They are pretty.
Yep. So they're peanut butter-filled M&Ms, folks.
Oh, that is way better.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is interesting.
What is interesting about
them? Just like, they taste lighter. I don't know if that's inaccurate, but they taste lighter than like the peanut butter M&Ms that you get. I don't know if it's the chocolate or the peanut butter, but it's like a nice lighter, though.
On the bottom of the package, it says, swan dive in and you can eat your kale later. From Moda, Colorado. But they also have dark chocolate, sea salted peanut, and toasted coconut flavors.
Oh, that looks good. Okay, these are legitimately delicious.
Yeah, and obviously these are treats. I would not categorize these as healthy whatsoever. But like I said, better ingredients than your regular M&Ms.
24 pieces of a serving size. That's not bad. Yeah, they have 200 calories.
That's assembly. 100
from fat.
But 23 grams per serving.
23 grams of sugar. So that's 1 gram of sugar
per M&Ms, or what am I, essentially.
I am eating so many grams of sugar right now.
So, those were our sweet snack taste test.
Well, and I think, the reason we wanted to do this was because there are a lot of, quote-unquote, healthy goodies out there. And we've talked previously in episodes about kind of the abuse of marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slogans and buzzwords. I think that... I mean, I think these Bina ones were really misleading because they put the Thin Mint cookies on the package. And they have Girl Scouts on it, and they just make you think you're going to be getting this Thin Mint tasting delight. And
it was not a delight.
They're little gerbil turds. Mm-hmm. They're little peppermint gerbil turds. I'm sorry, Bina, but nothing against you. It's just that it's very misleading.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of those healthy treats. I mean, theirs is probably one of the healthier options of the three, but.
Oh, definitely. Probably the most, I would imagine.
I can come up with a recipe for a healthier treat.
She threw it out there.
I absolutely can. But I mean, also for the brownie.
Well, I know the Bina has different flavors too. I think maybe if it was just not the peppermint was in there, it
you might would be less affronted. Yeah.
It was just rough.
Yeah.
But, so, as you mentioned, and we talked about it with Dr. Glenn Livingston last week, or a couple weeks ago, that, I mean, they're out there marketing to try to play to people's weaknesses.
I love a good thing.
Girl Scout cookies, or you see M&Ms, or whatever it might be, or M&M comparison. Brownies, yes. So, it kind of plays to everybody's... wants and desires. So they know what they're doing. And obviously you guys read the label. And if you're going to do a treat, get a treat. I mean, just get something.
Yeah.
Don't worry about, because this is disguising a lot of these. A couple of them, they definitely have some better ingredients, but they're kind of disguising themselves as health food, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So if you're really going to allow yourself, which we've talked about, is if you don't have any type of serious health conditions, allowing yourself a treat is okay to a certain extent. But don't add this to your grocery list and then eat them every day because you're thinking, oh, they're healthy. I can have these snacks.
I can have 24 of these, so it's fine. Go freaking... for it.
Yes.
But do it with something worthwhile where you don't need a giant amount to make you happy. Go get some ridiculous. If you are just a Thin Mint lover, then go get a Thin Mint truffle or something. Or go get a little cupcake or something. Yeah. But make it good. Make it worthwhile. Go for the real thing, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be doing that once in a while opposed to eating these knockoffs that try to disguise themselves as healthy every night is really way better for you.
Now.
Yeah, I know. Well, we don't have them here.
That's for good reason. Yeah. No, we know that those also, I'm a big believer in getting real homemade, high quality ingredient type treats.
Yeah. So, like you said, you already put the gauntlet out there, so maybe you can share a recipe coming up sometime soon with your healthier snack.
Yeah, for sure. I've come up with a number.
Healthier sweet treat.
Healthier ice cream.
Yep.
Peanut butter, frozen pineapple, and frozen bananas with a splash of vanilla extract. That is a delicious peanut butter ice cream.
It's good. I've had it.
Nick gets really into it. Mm-hmm. I haven't made it in ages, but that is like my go-to if I'm doing like no, if I'm trying to be really good.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of sugar around for good reason here. Exactly.
All right, so I think that's all we got from this episode.
I think so.
Yeah, if you guys have maybe some healthy snacks that you think fall into these categories and hopefully taste better than these Thin Mints, these Beena Thin Mints. Sorry, I didn't mean to rat on you guys.
The quote-unquote brownie.
The muscle brownie. Please let us know about it by contacting us. You can find all our contact info on addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. Also, you guys, leave us a little rating and review in the iTunes store or the Apple Podcast app. That helps us reach a broader audience, and we'll get you on the Listener's Talk Back segment on a future episode.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts, share your tips and your feedback, and heck, even if you got a good recipe, throw it on up there.
Please do. You got anything else for them? All right, this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.